Chapter 4. We'd been on the Wainwright Ranch for about 5 minutes when we got to the first gate, which was locked, but there was an intercom with a button. I pushed it, and the intercom made the static noise of an old phone. Big ranch. Henry looked up from the file, glancing around as if seeing the place for the first time.
Yes.
Static.
Can I help you?
The female voice from the intercom sounded harried.
Howdy, this is Sheriff Walt Longmire.
Static.
Who?
Walt Longmire. I'm the sheriff down in Absaroka County.
There was a long pause, even longer than I would have anticipated.
Static. And how can I help you?
I'm looking for Harley Wainwright.
Static.
My son?
I suppose so. Is he home?
Static.
Yes, well, I think so.
I'd like to speak with him.
Static.
About?
I'm involved in an investigation concerning a young woman he knows, Jaya Long.
Silence.
She's been receiving some threatening notes, and I was hoping to speak with him and see if he had any ideas about who might be responsible.
Static.
I don't think he's dating her anymore.
But he was.
Static.
Yes.
Well, I'd still like to speak with him if I could.
She didn't say anything else, but after a moment, the electric gate rose, and we followed the one road to a large log home with a number of outbuildings and a riding arena. I pulled my truck up to the front walk near the arena, and we got out and looked around.
I'd say the Wainwrights are doing pretty well. The bear nodded and walked away. He owns a number of oil firms, from what I understand, hence the name Digger.
I thought he might be an undertaker.
There was a noise from the riding arena, and since no one appeared to be running to meet us, we drifted in that direction. We entered the large door, moved over to the arena, and watched a strikingly beautiful silver-haired woman wearing a tan cowboy hat, putting a powerful-looking paint through the paces in a precise pattern of circles, spins, and stops before turning the horse and loping toward us. She reined the gelding in before patting him and blowing some of the hair from her face.
Hello.
Howdy.
I glanced around at the finished interior of the elaborate building, which even had a set of bleachers on one side.
I'm impressed you could talk on the intercom while doing all that.
She pulled a cell phone from the pocket of her vest. The gates route through our cell so we can answer no matter where we are. Henry looked puzzled.
You have service all the way out here?
She nodded, riding the paint a little closer.
We have our own tower.
Of course.
Mrs. Wainwright? She smiled, turning to look at me with the blue eyes sparkling as if they were a joke and I wasn't getting it.
Yes?
I'm sorry to bother you, but could we speak to your son? She seemed almost on the verge of laughter.
I called Digger, and he's bringing him here. As soon as they get Harley's four-wheeler out of the bog he stuck it in, chasing some cattle out of the bottom land near the creek bed.
I studied her face. I'm sorry, Mrs. Wainwright, but do I know you? She burst out laughing, startling the horse, but then she reined him in and slipped off her hat and threw it at me.
We went to a Sadie Hawkins dance together in high school. Walt Longmire, you asshole!
I picked up the hat, dusting it off and handing it back to her.
Connie Harper.
She laughed some more.
At least until Martha got her claws into you and wouldn't let go. I heard you two got married. How is she?
We were married, but I'm afraid she passed away a number of years back.
Her face saddened. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I glanced around at all the grandeur. So, Connie Wainwright.
For about 20 years now.
I gestured toward the Cheyenne Nation. I don't know if you remember Henry standing there.
Only from afar. You kind of came and went between up here and down in Durant, didn't you?
He nodded.
I did.
She smiled, and I began to remember her as the wild spirit she'd been back then. A genuine cowgirl who enjoyed outriding and outroping the boys in the area. She gestured toward me.
After this one broke my heart, my family moved to Houston, Texas, and I married the wrong guy in River Oaks. Then after we got divorced, I married Digger. And here I am.
She patted the horse again.
Let me get this fellow taken care of, and I'll meet the two of you up at the big house.
She turned and rode away toward the other end of the building, where I saw a ranch hand waiting for her by a row of stables. Henry pushed off the fence and started toward the house.
Did you really date her?
I followed along after him.
I think I lost my virginity to her.